Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I wanted to encourage someone tonight with this song. That no matter what you're going through in this season in your life, know that no weapon that's formed against you shall be able to prosper. It's time now that you breathe again. Come and rest here. Come and lay your burdens down. Come and rest here. There is refuge for you now. Find this peace. Know you're not alone anymore. He is near. You find this healing. Your heart isn't shattered anymore. He is near.
You will
Well, 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 welcome to another live broadcast of It's Time to Pray, brought to you by Word on the Water International Ministries and WOTW Internet Radio. This is Apostle Gregory R. Benson, Sr., in with you this bright and beautiful Thursday night. Oh, yeah, it's a love fest night, y'all. Oh, my God, what a day, what a day. I don't know what it's like where you are, but here, oh, it was about 82, maybe 83 degrees. Oh, it was a beautiful day. I shouldn't have been at work. I should have been out on the beach. Amen. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. You know, one thing about it is we're going into Thanksgiving this Thursday or next Thursday. And have you really thought about why we celebrate Thanksgiving? What is the purpose of Thanksgiving? It's a time to celebrate life, family, friendship, and ministry. It's a time to thank God for what all he has blessed us with. When we think about Thanksgiving, we think about turkey. We think about football games. We think about, well, I guess that's what I think about. And we think about a lot of other life situations. But do we give God the glory? Do we take time to really thank God for life? Think about the word Thanksgiving. It's a time to give thanks. It's a time to meditate and really look back over your life and think about the things that you've gone through, the things that you've done, and to concentrate and focus on the things that are about to come from God. Amen? Amen. You know, one of the things I enjoy about Thanksgiving, or what I used to enjoy, is the time that family used to get together, and good, bad, or indifferent, we still got together. And, you know, those were some good times. Those were some good days. Thanksgiving is remembering some of the past. You may have a loved one that has gone on to glory. You may have got a good friend that is no longer here with us. And yes, that's a time of reflection and a time of a personal relationship with God. You know, Thanksgiving to me is remembering my dad laughing in the kitchen as they're cooking. He and my mother would cook the turkey and the different foods that they would prepare for the dinner. And, you know, I can't get some of the smells out of my mind. I can't get some of the thoughts out of my mind because they're great times. We build off of memories. Amen. But then we also build off the relationship that we have with God. So make sure that you take the time this Thursday coming up to give God thanks for everything that he has done and what he's doing. And just trust and believe that all is well. Amen. And one note I want to share with you, we will not be broadcasting. Yes, I'm giving everybody the day off. We will not be broadcasting on Thanksgiving Day. I'll probably still do something, but for the most part, if I do it, it would just be me. But the thing is, I want everybody to enjoy a day with their family and friends and to rejoice. Amen? Amen, because that's what I'm all about, being able to rejoice. You know, there's a couple of things I really like to talk about before we get started tonight. And one of the things is, you know, they're talking about a drought from New York all the way to Georgia. I'm telling you, we just had this hurricane that dumped a lot of water. Where did the water go to? Why is the lakes dried up? Why is the reservoirs in New York at critical position? I don't get it. I don't understand. I really don't. But from New York all the way down to Georgia, they're in severe drought situations. And then on top of that, you've got individuals setting forest fires. And now North Georgia's on fire. South Carolina's on fire. I think part of North Carolina's on fire. And it's really ridiculous. This is sad that we got demented brothers and sisters out here that, you know, take this time to bring tragedy when we should be celebrating going to grandma's house. You know, now we can't go to grandma's house because the roadway's on fire. It's not good, saints. And now you wonder why we pray? It's because of situations just like this. We've got to take the time to earnestly seek the face of God, to trust Him. For the water-stricken areas, yes, we're praying and believing with you. For those regions that are on fire right now, we're believing with you. And then did you all know that there's a blizzard taking place in the Midwest? Is it in Dakota or South Dakota, North Dakota, one of those places? They're getting a foot of snow and in very serious conditions up there. You know, I kind of wish, my God, there again, memories. See, I wish that I can go back in time sometime. I wish I can go back and relive or relook at some of the places that my family has lived. See, we used to live in Denver, Colorado, in all the snow. We used to live up in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, in all the snow. We used to live in Massachusetts in all the snow. You know, and I kind of miss that at some point in my life. And then I have a look outside my window and look at this ocean, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm glad I'm here. No, I don't want to wear no coats no more. I don't want to put no boots on and all that. But, you know, it's just the thought. It really is. It's the smells that bring remembrance. Man, I'm telling you, I'm really into this Thanksgiving. I really am. But anyway, we got to go forward. Let's get ready to go into the throne room of grace. Yes, tonight it's a Love Fest Thursday, and Minister Jerry Robinson, she's on board. She's ready to go and to teach this word with great understanding. And I want you guys to make sure that you take good notes tonight. Amen? Amen. So let's go to that throne room of grace, and let's get ready to pray. Father God, I say thank you. Thank you, Father, for being a God that allows memories in our lives. Thank you, Father God, because that's something that only some of us only have left, is memories. Thank you, Lord, for being the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Thank you, Father God, for being a God of more than enough. Thank you, Lord God, for being the creator of heaven and earth. Thank you for taking the time to create this entity called man. Oh, Father God, I give you honor and glory and praise tonight for who you are and what you're doing. Lord, thank you for allowing us to be well-educated in your word. Thank you for allowing us to study to show ourselves approved. Thank you for giving us the ability to spread the good news of your son, Jesus Christ, globally. Now, Father God, I pray for the president, the vice president, their prospective families. Lord God, I pray for President-elect Donald Trump and the vice president. Lord, I ask that you open up each one of their eye gates. Lord, that you tenderize their hearts and that you show them great and mighty things, that you give them wisdom beyond measure. Wisdom not of the world, but Daddy, of you. Lord, let them dream dreams and see visions of what life would be like with you. But not only that, Father, allow them to see the vision what life would be like without you. Oh, great I am tonight. I bless those who've been elected to positions in the government, such as the senators, the representatives, the mayors, the governors, the judges. Lord God, I thank you right now that you strengthen their mind, bodies, and souls. Give them the ability to do the things that you've called them to do. Not to second guess, but God, to seek you first. Like the word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Lord, let them call upon you so that you can answer them and show them great and mighty things. But Daddy, I can't stop there. I pray for the military forces, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard tonight. Lord, that you stretch your hand out onto men and women that are deployed overseas, that are here stateside. Lord, let them have not the spirit of fear, but the spirit of boldness, to stand for truth and honesty. Let them walk with an authority of who they are, Lord God, in you. Give them wisdom. Give them love. Touch their minds and their hearts. And Lord, those individuals that have been wounded, those soldiers that have come back from 9/11 with arms gone, legs missing, lungs collapsed, and all other types of situations. Lord, I ask that you touch them right now. I ask that you go through the Veterans Administration hospitals right now, Father God, and start touching these men, these women that serve this country and have come back broken. Lord, touch their minds tonight and let them feel your anointing. Let your Shekinah glory radiate straight over them and around them and through them. Oh, Father God, I thank you tonight. I thank you as we stand in agreement with who you are, that we're able to go even further in you. Tonight, I pray for every pastor, teacher, evangelist, prophet, and apostle. Lord, I stand in the gap for my brothers and sisters as they teach this gospel, this good news. Lord, that you strengthen them, that you give them the power to anoint their, you give them the power and anoint their voices. Give them the ability not to be afraid. Let them walk not in fear, but God, in a holy boldness. Let them take steps of faith each and every day of their lives. Increase the territories of those who are doing what you called them to do. Lord God, and I thank you for it in advance. Now, Daddy God, I pray for the homeless individuals, those who are living in places that they would not normally live, eating from receptacles and different places that causes diseases and famine. Lord God, I thank you that you touch each and every one of them tonight. Give them wisdom, Father God. Those that are in the cold right now, those that are out in the cold and the rain and the snow, Father God, give them shelter. Feed them, Father God, not just with the word. We know that will sustain them, but also with a nice hot meal. Father, I thank you for them in advance. But Daddy, I can't stop there. I pray for every individual that's incarcerated tonight, those who are locked up, locked in, Lord God, in their mind as well as in jail, in juvenile detention centers, federal penitentiaries, and city lockups all over the world. Lord God, I thank you that as these men and women, these boys and girls, are incarcerated for whatever crime they've committed, Lord, I ask that you give them grace and mercy. Lord, that you touch their minds and hearts and allow them to have a change in them. Lord, if they call upon you, I know you'll answer them, and I know you'll show them great and mighty things. And I give you honor and glory for it because, Daddy, they don't have to come out the same way they went in. They don't have to come out murdering and killing and stealing. But, God, they can come out with worship and praise on their minds. Oh, Father God, I ask that you touch every police officer, every firefighter, every paramedic, every attending physician in the hospitals. Allow them to do the work that you've called them to do, to go forward, Lord God, and exercise good restraints. Lord God, let them heal and help people. Let them communicate with a love fest. But, Daddy, I can't stop there tonight. Lord, there's so much hatred in the United States today. I know it's been there from day one. But God, can we get some relief? Ever since this election, things have gone awry. People are hurting people mentally, physically, and emotionally. Lord, I ask you to change this situation around. Lord, the president, the president-elect won't get on the TV and tell these people to stop. But Lord, will you send a sign? Will you send one more vision? Will you send one more situation that will make these people work together and change their bitterness, strife, and envy just because of the color of a person's skin? Lord, I thank you in advance for the victory because I know as long as I say it, you'll do it. And I believe it to be done tonight. I thank you for Minister Jerry Robinson, Lord, that you touch her mind, body, and soul, that you strengthen her, that you encourage her, that you use her vocal cords as you so see fit. Lord, allow her to decrease so that yet you can increase in her. Allow her to experience even the more with you, Father God, as she spreads the gospel by teaching the word, but not only that, but by also singing praises that changes the mindset of men and women, boys and girls. And I thank you in advance for it, Father, and I glorify you and I honor you. I thank you for every listener tonight. Lord, whatever they're in need of, whatever they're in desire of, I thank you that you make it happen. Now, Father God, I pray for a Lance Corporal Charles Simpson. Lord, that you touch him right now, right where he is overseas, as he's missing his wife and his daughter. Lord God, give him strength. Give him strength to carry on the job that he is called to do. Give him strength, Lord, so that he can be the man that the Marines need him to be right now. But also give him the compassion to continue to do the things that he needs to do for home. And I thank you in advance for the victory in his life, his wife's life, and his child's life. And through Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. 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 Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Man, I don't know what you came to do, but I'm just excited when it's time to pray. I'm excited when it's time to just call upon the name of God. I'm excited when we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Man, I get excited when we can do these things. You guys, keep lifting Brother Charles Simpson up in your prayers. Lift his wife up. Lift his daughter up. Because it's not an easy task to leave your family at the onset of the birth of a child. So please, keep lifting him up and ask God to encourage him even the more. Amen. Amen. Well, we're about to do something that we enjoy doing, and that's having a recipe of life. For all of my new listeners, the recipe of life is when we go into the Bible, this basic instruction manual, and we pull out different recipes to govern our lives by. We pull out recipes from Genesis all the way to Revelation, and we believe that this word can be, it can be a nourishment. It can be a center of energy for you. And it can turn your life around. So let's go over to Evangelist Pinson. God bless you, woman of God. I love you much. And I know you got something sweet for us to eat. God bless you.
Hey, God bless you too, man of God. And I love you more. Tonight I'm going into the book of James, starting at the second chapter, beginning at the first verse. And it's speaking about genuine faith. It's a warning against prejudice. My dear brothers and sisters, how can you claim to have faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ if you favor some people over others? For example, suppose someone comes into your meeting dressed in fancy clothes and expensive jewelry, and another comes in who is poor and dressed in dirty clothes. If you give special attention and a good seat to the rich person, but you say to the poor one, "You can stand over there or else sit on the floor." Well, doesn't this discrimination show that your judgment are guided by evil motives? Listen to me, dear sisters and brothers. Hasn't God chosen the poor in this world to be rich in faith? Aren't they the ones who will inherit the kingdom he promised to those who love him? But you dishonor the poor? Isn't it the rich who oppress you and drag you into court? Aren't they the ones who slander Jesus Christ, whose noble name you bear? Yes, indeed, it is good when you obey the royal laws, as found in the scriptures, love your neighbors as yourself. But if you favor some people over others, you're committing a sin. You are guilty of breaking the law. But a person who keeps all the laws except one is as guilty as a person who has broken all of God's laws. For the same God who said, "You must not commit adultery," also he said, "You must not murder." So if you murder someone but do not commit adultery, you have still broken the law. So whatever you say or whatever you do, remember that you be judged by the law that sets you free. There will be no mercy for those who have not shown mercy to others. But if you have been merciful, God will be merciful when he judges you. May God add a blessing to the reading of his holy word.
Amen, amen, amen. Man, I tell you, that was right on time, evangelist. Thank God for you. I love you, love you, love you even the more. Amen. That's my mother, y'all. That's my mother. Amen. And let me tell you something. What she just said was so true. Just because a person doesn't have doesn't mean they got to be all the way in the back when we let everybody who does have all the way in the front. We got to change our stinking thinking. We need to get a checkup from the neck up and get girded with this word. It's time. It's time for change. Amen. Amen. Well, I tell you what, with all that said, are you ready for the woman of God? Are you ready for the anointing that's about to flow freely right here on It's Time to Pray? Are you ready for the apostolic to take place? Are you ready for the move that is going to come your way? Well, I know I am. So let's get ready and welcome the woman of God, none other than our very own sister in the Lord, Minister Jerry Robinson. God bless you, woman of God. How are you?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, Apostle. I am well. I am well. God is good, and he is greatly to be praised, and he's greatly to be glorified. Amen. And I have been blessed by the prayer this evening and the worship that has already been taking place on this line. I believe, amen, tonight, this message that is going to be ministered tonight to all of us, amen, is a message that's going to encourage someone who has been experiencing some things that seem as if it didn't match what has been spoken over your life and through you. Amen. And I believe, amen, that we are at a pivotal point in Christendom. I believe we're at a pivotal point in Christendom and in our lives and in our walk with God. We are at the place, let me just put it this way plainly, we are at that place to where everything that you have prayed about, everything that you have cried about, everything that you have been asking God for, you're at the brink of it. You're right at the door. You're right at the door. And all you have to do is step on over to the other side. Amen. But the enemy is trying to cause some of us not to take that next step. Amen. And he realizes that you are at the brink of your blessing. He realizes that you're at the brink of your breakthrough and miracle. And he don't want you to win. He don't desire for you to see the promise of God and to see everything that you have prayed about, everything that you have suffered for up until this time. He don't want you to reach and to obtain the things that God has promised you before the foundations of the world. Amen. And I'm telling you something, because I've been hearing stories after stories after stories. People have been calling me and people have been messaging me to pray with them and to intercede with them and believe God with them, because they have been experiencing warfare on a level that they cannot explain. Amen. It seems as if it has befallen them without any warning or sign. But God, I believe, is teaching us in this very hour. He's teaching us even with the things that are going on in government and the things that are going on in the world. Amen. God is teaching us how to yet persevere despite of how we're feeling and despite of what we're seeing. God is getting ready to blow our minds to the point that whatever he has promised you and whatever you're getting ready to walk in this new season and in your life, nobody can say that they have done it. Nobody can say, I've done this and I've done that for her. This that God is getting ready to bless you with, and a lot of y'all know, since I've been starting this line here, with Apostle Pinson. I don't come on and just to prophesy houses, cars, land, and so on and so forth. I believe that is too low, because when you're in God, those things come out as a package deal. Amen. When you're serving God, amen, the Bible says to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of those things will be added unto you. I believe those things come as a package deal as you serve God. Amen. But I'm here to tell somebody tonight, somebody's been crying for too long. Somebody's been praying and interceding and persevering in God. And I'm here to tell you tonight, your breakthrough is right at the door. Listen to what I'm telling you. Your breakthrough is right there. Come on, the devil desires for you to throw it in. He desires for you to get distracted by the trials and the tests that is coming your way. And if some of you can be honest and open tonight, amen, of the beginning of the year, it seemed like, and it seemed as if God was just blessing you, and it seemed like you was on cloud nine, and it seemed like your prayer life was on such a level in him that you knew, amen, that God has something greater for you. You knew you was walking in the calling of God on your life, amen, and you just had this fire for God, amen, that you cannot explain. But all of a sudden, coming towards the middle to the end of this year, it seemed as if the enemy has cranked up the heat, as he did with the three Hebrew boys. It seemed as if, amen, the enemy, amen, saw something on the inside of you that was a threat to his kingdom. And he said, I cannot allow him or her to come into the full manifestation of what God has called for his or her life. Come on, let me tell you something. The devil saw, amen, a screenshot of what you are to become. Glory be to God. But I'm here to tell you tonight that there is nothing that the enemy can do that will cause, amen, God to stop blessing you. There's nothing that the enemy can do in this season, amen, that will cause God to not put you into your fruitful place, to put you into your place of healing and restoration. Come on, I'm here to tell somebody that tonight, no weapon, and a lot of people say that, amen, but I'm telling you something right now. I've been going through, I'm telling you, this attack from the enemy, I've been experiencing warfare on a different level. I've experienced it. Come on, we ain't talking about those low-level demons where I got a headache and oh, this one don't like me and that one don't like me. I'm talking about some real serious demonic attack from the enemy, to where, amen, he attacked your mind. He attacking your parents' body. He is attacking areas in your life, amen, that you thought was healed and restored. Amen. Glory be to God. And it's only because the enemy is trying to cause you to get off kilter. He's trying to cause you to be distracted so that your faith won't be in action. Listen to what I'm telling you. And we getting ready to go into the word, and I'm getting ready to show you something in the word, and I'm getting ready to let you see how important it is in this season right now to persevere. If you have never persevered in your life, now is the time to do it. What do I mean by that? Don't start something that you can't finish. You hear what I'm telling you? Don't start something that you can't finish. If God told you to go on that 10-day fast, finish the 10-day fast. If God told you, amen, to open up that book and go through the scriptures, amen, and just study, amen, on healing, go through and do what God is saying. This is not the season or the time not to obey God. This is the season where God said, I want you to do it, and you say, yes, God, not my will, but let your will be done. This is the season, amen, hallelujah, where you pray like you've never prayed before, amen, and you don't stop until you see the breakthrough. You don't stop until you see God working out on your behalf. Amen. God, he brought me, amen, to the book of Luke, the 18th chapter. And if you don't mind, we're going to go through the word a little bit here. Let's go through to Luke, the 18th chapter, and we're going to go to the first verse. We're going to go to the first verse. Amen. And in this particular parable, amen, God here was speaking to his disciples, and he was teaching them that they should always pray and not to lose heart. Amen. How many of you know, amen, it's so easy to start a thing, but it's even harder to finish a thing. Amen. Hallelujah. And God was telling his disciples, listen, don't stop praying. Don't stop believing. Don't lose heart in the face of adversity. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. The Bible here says in the 18th chapter, in the first verse, it says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Saying, there was in the city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Come on, somebody say that. He will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? This widow, amen, glory be to God, she went to this judge who didn't fear God, didn't want nothing to do with God, didn't even want nothing to do with man, didn't have a kindness in his bone. Amen. He disregarded her for some time, but she kept coming back to that same judge and pleading with him, amen, hallelujah, to do this thing for her. Amen. And the judge, amen, who did not care for human life, who did not care whether people were okay or not, amen, said, listen, I'm going to give this to you because you know what? You keep coming to me and you keep coming to me. Amen. Glory be to God. But because you troubleth me, I am going to do and avenge and do what you have spoken. Amen. And God is saying, amen, in his word through this parable to his disciples, what much more will I do for you if you trouble me? If you stay on your face and you trouble me for the nation, if you stay on your face and you trouble me for your family, if you stay on your face and trouble me for your finances and you trouble me, hallelujah, for your health, what more will I do for you if you was to continue to trouble me? And many would say, amen, hallelujah, that, oh, you don't need to go to God because he already knows and he already sees and he already understands. Yes, God knows. Yes, God sees. But my Bible here says in Luke that I want you to trouble me. I want you to come to me day and night. I need you to talk to me. I need you to come to me as a daughter come to her father, as a son come to his father. I want you to come to me and trouble me and tell me what you need. Tell me how I can help you. The reason why many are not seeing, amen, the miracles and the blessings that they ought to see in their lives is because they are not troubling God. They are not going after God, amen, like they supposed to go after God through prayer. They go into everybody else. They go into their best friend, and they're calling them up. Amen, hallelujah. And there's nothing wrong with having confidant and people, amen, that you can go to. But the problem is, amen, that we're relying more on our friends. We're relying more on flesh than God. And the Bible here says, amen, hallelujah, to put me at my word. What is God saying in a nutshell? Put me at my word. Trouble me. Cause me to come off my throne, hallelujah, and to see about you. Glory be to God. And listen to what God has been saying to me in this verse. This woman went to this judge. She did not fear what was going to happen to her by continuing to come to him. Despite of the adversity that she knew that she may face, she still did not give up and throw in the towel. She continued, amen, to bring her petition forth until she was heard by the judge. God is saying he wants us. It's simple. It's very simple tonight. He said he wants you to continue to put your petition to him until it is coming, until it comes to pass. Amen. God began to tell me that tonight. One of my musicians for the Immersion Praise and Worship Conference on our youth side, amen, he began to texted me and said, listen, I'm in the hospital, and the doctors can't figure out what's wrong with me. My blood pressure is going up and is going out of order and out of line, and I have a temperature, and this is going on and that's going on, and the doctors can't figure out what's going on. And I begin to tell him, and I begin to pray. I said, listen, you cannot stop praying and believing and coming off the wall until you see your miracle. Until you see what God has promised you, you cannot stop believing. You cannot stop praying. And somebody, amen, hallelujah, that's listening on this line right now, you were starting out praying. You were starting out believing God. And all of a sudden, you stop praying. You stop believing God. You stop reading your word. You stop taking God at his word concerning that situation. Hallelujah. But I'm here to encourage you. Go back to praying. Go back to believing God for the miracle. Come on. Hallelujah. God is getting ready to do some things on your behalf, but you have to keep the praise on your lips. You have to keep the prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus, before God. Glory be to God. Come on. Let's go to Daniel, the first chapter. Let's go to Daniel, the first chapter, and let's go to the first verse. And it reads, in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his God. And he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king spake unto Aspenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored and skillful in all wisdom and cunning and knowledge and understanding, science and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand therefore the king before the king. Now among these were the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord, the king, who have appointed your meat and your drink, for why should he see your faces worse likened than the children which are of your sort? Then shall ye make me endanger my head to the king. Then said Daniel to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenance be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat, and as thou seest, deal with thy servant. So he consented to them to this matter, and proved them 10 days. And at the end of the 10 days, their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Thus Melzar took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink, and gave them pulse. As for these 4 children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar, and the king communed with them. And among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. And Daniel continued even unto the first year of the king of Cyrus. Listen, let's go to the sixth chapter. Come on, keep that in mind, that Daniel didn't bow down to what Nebuchadnezzar wanted. He wanted, amen, to them to eat the king's meat and to drink, amen, the king's wine. But Daniel said, I will serve the Lord. I will stand for righteousness. I will stand for holiness. And not only that, if you give me 10 days, I'll show you that my God is greater than the God that you serve. Amen. Let's go to the sixth chapter. Come on, we're going to go through the word tonight. Let's go through the sixth chapter, and we're going to go to the first verse. And it says here, and it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could not find none occasion or fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or found in him. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Listen, when they cannot find, amen, hallelujah, no fault in you, the next thing that they're going to attack is the God in you. Come on, you may have a coworker, glory be to God, that they can't find nothing on you. There's no record. You always treat them nice. They can't figure out why you always smiling, why you always nice. And the next thing that the enemy want to attack then is your spiritual life, is your Christianity. Amen. Hallelujah. Is your prayer life. Come on. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. When the enemy can't attack and can't get next to your family, the next thing he's going to try to do is try to attack, amen, your walk with God. But listen to what Daniel did. It says, then these president and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. And all the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing that it not be changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore, King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times. Did he panic when the enemy came attacking him? No, he kneeled down to pray. Did Daniel start going and crying, amen, hallelujah, and saying, God, why me? Why have this befallen me? No, he kneeled down and prayed to God. What do you do when you're faced with adversity? What do you do, hallelujah, when the enemy, amen, is attacking you? Amen. What do you do, glory be to God, when the enemy is attacking your family? What do you do when the enemy, amen, come after your body and you can't explain what's going on? What do you do? Amen. The book here in the Bible here says, amen, that Daniel, he prayed three times a day and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime or as he did before in the past. Amen. And it says here, then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning king's decree. Has thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, say of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition three times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. and he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled. Listen, and let me stop there on verse 14. This is why the enemy is after you the way he's after you. What you're experiencing right now, let me help somebody. What you're experiencing right now that you're going through is not these low-level demonic attacks. Because of how you have been serving God, because, hallelujah, glory be to God, because of your faithfulness, because of your perseverance in God, amen, the enemy, amen, is cranking up the heat, and he's bringing demonic warfare, and, hallelujah, and encroachment like you have never seen it before. But I'm here to tell you, amen, hallelujah, that God sees and he knows, amen, and he will not leave you where, amen, the enemy has found you. Glory be to God. It says if you continue to read, amen, this verse, amen, Daniel began to get thrown into the fiery furnace. But despite of it all, Daniel and the three Hebrew boys, amen, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they never gave up on God. They never threw in the towel. They continued to persevere in praise. They continued to persevere and called on the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. What do you do, amen, when you're faced with adversity? Do you run in defeat or do you continue to persevere? I'm here to tell you that your reward will only come when you persevere. The Bible says that the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but is given to them who can persevere or hold on to the end. Amen. Hallelujah. I've never met a runner who gave up in the race, in the middle of the race. Come on, I used to be a track star, amen. At any time, amen, I was running a race, I always set my eyes on the finish line. Anytime I was running a relay race and I had the baton in my hand, I knew that if I could just get this baton to the next person in the race, they would continue to finish the race. Hallelujah. God is telling you tonight, now is not the time to quit. Now is not the time to throw in the towel, but now is the time, amen, to finish your race. You got to persevere or continue. What do persevere means? Persevere means to continue despite of the friction. Persevere means to continue despite of the adversity. To persevere, amen, means to continue despite of what you see, despite of what you're feeling, despite of what you're going through. God said now is the time to persevere. I know that it's hard right now. I know what you're seeing in the news. Amen, hallelujah, will cause you, amen, to be depressed and oppressed. But the devil is a liar. Come on, God is not slack on his promises. Hallelujah. What he said he's going to do, he is going to do it. If God said that he's going to heal your body, he's going to heal your body. Listen, I told somebody the other day, I said, if God created your body, he can heal your body. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's always a reason, amen, as to why God allowed the enemy to do what he do. Amen. There's a reason why God allows certain things to happen in your life and certain things to have happened in your past. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, you cannot cry over spilled milk. I would not be where I am today if I cried over because I was in foster care since I was a little girl. Hallelujah. I would not be where I am right now. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was to cry over the things that I have been through in my life. But it took my perseverance. It took me to keep going despite of how I was feeling. It took me to keep going despite of, amen, what I was going through when I was hospitalized. It took me to keep going despite of how I was feeling and what was going on around my surroundings. I had to continue to persevere. The woman with the issue of blood in Luke, the 8th chapter, in the 43rd verse, amen, the Bible says that she began to push past the crowd. She persevered. But before she pushed past the crowd, amen, hallelujah, she went to every doctor that she could. And none of the doctors gave her a report that stated that she was going to be healed and whole. But she did not give up despite of what the doctor said. She did not give up. Amen. She heard that Jesus was coming into town. She heard, amen, hallelujah, that her one true miracle was standing right at the door. I'm telling you, I don't know who this is for tonight, but I'm telling you right now, you came on at the right time. Your miracle and your blessing is standing out at the door. I don't care what the doctor has said. Your bills, they're piling up. I don't care what it's saying. Amen. I don't care what your enemies is trying to do to you right now in this instant. I don't care what it is. Hallelujah. Your miracle is standing at the door. Hallelujah. The woman with the issue of blood, she began to push past the crowd. Hallelujah. People was around her. Hallelujah. And they was trying to tell her, listen, you can't be here. You're bleeding out. Amen. And as you know, glory be to God, when you're bleeding out as a woman in those times, you're supposed to be secluded. You're supposed to be in your home by yourself. But the woman said, the devil is a liar. My miracle is standing at the door. I could see my miracle up ahead, and you mean to tell me, hallelujah, you're going to make me stop? That you mean to tell me, hallelujah, that you're going to cause me to miss out on the very thing that I've been praying for, the very thing that I've been crying out for God to do in my life? I dare not. I am going to push past and persevere until I touch the hem of his garment. I'm here to tell somebody tonight, all you got to do is reach your hand out. Wherever you are right now, all you got to do is lift up your hands and reach out to Jesus and tell God, God, I'm not going to stop. Despite of how I'm feeling, I'm not going to stop. Despite of the pain and despite of my enemies, I am not going to stop until I reach you, until I get my miracle at hand. And she began to push past the crowd. Glory be to God. I can only imagine people looking at her and giving her the eyes, hallelujah, and saying, you ain't supposed to be here. How dare you? Glory be to God. But she ended up reaching and touching the hem of his garment. I'm here to tell you, all you need to do, hallelujah, is have the faith the size of a mustard seed. All you need is a little bit of faith. All you need is to touch God, hallelujah, a little bit, and God will reach back out to you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Some of you are saying, I don't have the strength to reach out. I don't have the strength, but I'm telling you something. You're stronger than what you think in this season. You are stronger than what you think. Come on. If that car accident couldn't kill you, the devil ain't going to kill you in this season. If that doctor's report, hallelujah, didn't kill you out and you're still here, hallelujah, lifting up Jesus, I'm here to tell you, glory be to God, that is nothing right now in this season of your life is going to take you out. Hallelujah. You shall live and not die. To declare the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. You shall see the manifestation of what God has promised you over your life. I'm here to tell you something right now. I don't care what it is. I don't care what the devil is trying to feed your mind even now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm here to encourage somebody tonight that you can push past the crowd. You can push past the enemy and reach God. Jesus began to look back and turn around and said, who touched me? Because I felt the virtue go out of me. Hallelujah, Jesus. But in that instant, it didn't take another year. It didn't take another 6 months. Some of you are saying, well, God, there's some things in my life that I'm not pleased with. And I've been praying and I've been asking God to take the taste out of my mouth. Come on, let's be real and honest. Some of you, amen, been asking God to deliver you from some things. And I'm here to tell you, if you reach out to God earnestly, he will do it in the instant. The Bible says, amen, it came speedily. It came speedily. When we looked in James, amen, hallelujah, it says it came speedily. I'm here to tell you that she touched the hem of his garment and she was made whole. In that instant, she was made whole. In that instant, she was made whole. The devil is trying to stop us. He, listen to me very carefully. The devil's trying to cause you to be distracted by what you see and how you're feeling. But I'm telling you something. The only reason why Satan is coming after you is because you are a threat to his kingdom. The only reason why Satan is taking notice of you, amen, hallelujah, glory be to God, because you're persevering despite of, you're still here. Despite of everything that he has tried over your life, you are still here. You are still here. Let me read this last verse to you, and I'm going to give it over to the apostle because my time, amen, has failed me. But let me read this last verse to you. Hallelujah. Let's go, amen, to Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Come on, let's go to Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Let's read this really, really quickly. Amen. The first verse, and it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right, and honor thy father. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long in the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurturing admonition of the Lord. Listen here, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of your heart as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleases, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service and as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. But listen to these key verses here. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. This is what God is telling you tonight. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. What you've been wrestling with is not natural. Listen to what I'm telling you. You can't fight this in the flesh. You have to go in the spirit and fight this. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wear to you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand or persevere. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about you with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. But listen to this key verse. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. Come on, somebody. It says it there. Watch and persevere. I'm here to tell you tonight as I close that tonight God is saying that some of you was getting ready to throw it in. Some of you were discouraged because of what you've been seeing and how you've been feeling and the attacks of the enemy. But God said, persevere through this. Listen to what I'm telling you. Persevere through this. Hallelujah. This that is coming on you and over your family, over your finances, over your mind, over your body, it is not natural. It's a spirit of distraction, and it's only trying to get you off kilter and off the things that God is calling for you to do. But persevere despite of it. Persevere despite how you're feeling. And I'm telling you, in the end, you shall receive the crown that God has promised you, laid up for you. Amen. All you got to do is knock. And on the other side is where your miracle lies. Is on the other side is where your blessing is. Hallelujah. If I did not persevere through all the pain and all the situations that God allowed the enemy to bring in my path, I would never be where I am today. I would never have the conference that I have. Hallelujah. I would never be where I am right now. But it takes you to persevere through it all. You have to tell your flesh, listen, flesh, I don't care what you're trying to do. I don't care how you're trying to cause me to stop. I'm going to persevere through it all, not my will, but thine will be done. I love you, and I'll see you on the other side. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. What a message, what a message. The woman of God told you to dig down, hold on, and trust. That's what she basically told you. Dig down, hold on, and trust. Don't have that give up spirit. Don't have that give in spirit. Don't let go of what God's promised you. Continue, continue, continue to pray, praise, and believe. Oh, my God, she said push. Did you guys hear when she said to push? Oh, you didn't hear that? Well, actually, she did. She said push. Praise until something happened. pray until something happens. You know, the woman of God just told us that through it all, this battle that we're fighting is not against flesh and blood, but it's against principalities. And I tell you what, when you got the Spirit of God on your side, you can make it through. And guess what? Just like those Hebrew boys, you can do it without the smell or a stench of smoke. Amen? Amen. Minister Jerry Robinson, I thank God for you, woman of God. You are awesome, and the word tonight was so rich and so powerful. And I just, I applaud you. I applaud you. I applaud you because that was an awesome word. That really was. That was an on-time, in-season word. Amen. Don't quit, y'all. Don't give in.
Don't have that quit spirit.
My God, did you hear what the woman of God just said? What an awesome teaching tonight.
Thank you.
And for all of my listeners tonight, I want you to know one thing. We're ready to pray, and we're ready to believe God for you. So if you're listening in by way of your computer, now is the time to call in, and the phone number to call is 657-383-0157. Once again, our telephone number is 657-383-0157. Once you call in, press 1 on your telephone, and we will pull you right on up. If you're listening in live right now on the radio broadcast, go ahead and press 1 on your telephone. If you have an urgent prayer request, a praise report, or a comment on tonight's teaching, we want to hear from you. We want to believe with you, and we want to trust God for whatever he has in store just for you. And I'm telling you something, man, that word, it touched me. It did. It hit me. And when the word can cut you and then God sews you back up, then it's all good. Amen. Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. So once again, if you're calling in, if you're listening in live by the computer, you can call in now. If you're listening in live on the radio broadcast, you can go ahead and press 1 on your telephone. We want to hear from you. We want to love on you. You know, the one thing about it is we're not here to hurt you. We're not here to discourage you, but we're here to love upon you. And that's the greatest thing that we can do. That's the best that we can do. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am. Am I here to help you and encourage you? Yes, I am. I'm here to bring you from a place of lack to a place of plenty. That's what God wants to do with each and every one of us. He wants us to come out of that place of Lodabar. He wants us to come out of that place of turmoil. And he wants to put us in his presence, where there is abundance at all times. Amen. Amen. Man, what nourishment that we feasted on this night. Amen. So is everybody good? Oh, you guys on the line? Why are you all always so quiet? I don't get it. All you all that's listening in right now, nobody, let me ask you this. Is there anybody on here that you say that, you know what, I'm in a backslidden state of mind? Or if you're saying you're not saved at all, we want to pray with you. Not to embarrass you, but we want to pray with you. If that's you, then I want you to simply repeat this prayer, this very simple prayer that I'm going to pray with you. The first prayer is going to be for those who are unsaved and desire to be saved. Just repeat after me. Say, Father God, I desire to walk in your perfect will. I thank you, Lord God, for the Son that you gave just for me. I believe that Jesus Christ was beaten with a cat of nine tails, nailed to the cross, went into the pit on my behalf, and has arisen, and now sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Lord, I surrender my body, my mind, and my spirit to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, saints of God, if you just prayed that prayer, then welcome to the body of Christ. It's all over now. Yes, it is. It's over. Your yesterday, your 5 minutes ago is over. And now you are covered under the blood of Christ. Now, for those individuals that are in a backslidden state of mind, where you were once saved, but you know, you kind of fell to the wayside and you kind of lost sight, lost ability, or whatever the case may be, I want to pray for you. I want you to repeat after me simply this prayer. Lord Jesus, re-enter my life. I was a sinner, but I'm saved by grace. I once walked in your authority, but now I walk with the world. But I desire to come back home to you, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for what you're about to do in my life. I glorify you, and I bask in your goodness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer, guess what? Welcome back. Welcome back from the world's perspective. And now you're on a godly plane. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm going to bless the name of the Lord. Because he has made a way where there was no way. Amen. Once again, we want to welcome each and every one of you to this broadcast. We want to thank you for calling in. If you have a prayer request, a praise report, or a comment on tonight's teaching, please feel free to press 1 on your telephone. If not, we're going to get up out of here. I'm here to tell you, we're not going to prolong this. Amen, amen, amen. Well, I tell you what, Minister Jerry Robinson, we don't have anybody pressing 1 on their phones right now. Do you have any last words before we get out of here?
Amen. I just wanted to encourage everybody that's on the line, whether you tuned in or not, amen, to continue to hold on to God, amen, because God, I'm telling you, he's going to do what he said he's going to do in our lives and through us, amen. A lot of people, apostles, think that it can't be us, amen, that God uses in this season, in this hour. Amen. But I wanted to encourage someone, amen, that God is getting ready to bring you from the back to the front, and he's getting ready to use you for his glory. Amen. And I'm encouraged, amen, just by you tuning in, amen, to this line and to the radio every Thursday. Amen. And let's continue to pray for Apostle Pinson. Amen. And all that he does, that God will continue to bless his hands, everything that he put his hands to, that God would prosper it and bless it. And that God will continue to keep him in great health. Amen. Yes. That God will continue to stir up the gifts that's on the inside of him for his glory. In Jesus' name. I love you. And I will see you next time on the radio.
Amen. Thank you so very much for that, Minister Jerry. God bless you, woman of God. Well, saints of God, once again, we want to say thank you for tuning in to another live broadcast of It's Time to Pray. Brought to you by Word on the Water International Ministries and WOTW Internet Radio. I am Apostle Gregory R. Pinson, Sr., and Minister Jerry Robinson was teaching the Word of God. Oh, hallelujah. How, what a time, what a time, what a time. Make sure that you tune in this Monday night where I'm going to be doing the Word. Yes, I'm going to bring forth another Word from the Most High God. Straight to your ear gates. Make sure that you tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody to tune in to It's Time to Pray, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday night. We'll do it all over again. And then on the following Thursday night, which is Thanksgiving, we're going to take the day off. We're going to give you time to spend with your family, your friends, and your loved ones. Amen. So make sure, as I said in the very beginning, make memories. Make memories with your family. Make memories with your friends. Make memories that will last you a lifetime. I love you all so very much. Till we meet again on Monday night, we'll have a hallelujah shouting good time. I love you all, and I love you with the love of Christ Jesus. God bless you. Let's get out of here with a praise party, never a pity party. Hey, here's one by, you know, there's a lady by the name of Minister Jerry Robinson. And she does a song called Covering Oceans. Check this out. Tell me what you think.
out upon the water, great unknown, where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mist, an ocean deep, a faith will.
That's our very own Minister Jerry Robinson with Covering Oceans. I pray that song blessed you like it blessed me, like her word blessed all of us. Amen. Praise God. Well, until we meet again this Monday night, may the joy of the Lord be your strength. And I pray that God will visit you with love, peace, and happiness for the rest of your days. God bless you. I love you. Until we meet Monday night. Good night.